Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Join us now for our newsworthy clips. And in our advanced class today, we are going to talk about things that have been making the news. They're little clips or little parts of articles that will show you what's going on all around the world. And this is Peng Menghui, and as our panelists we have today are...
Bill.
And Winnie.
So let's talk about the trade schools that boom with enrollees twice the age of a typical student. Trade schools. That's a very good subject, and that's what we're talking about today, Bill.
Well, there are all sorts of higher education alternatives for students, Doris. We typically think of four-year universities, and then we also have two-year colleges, and then we have these trade schools, and they specialize in certain areas for people to learn skills to help them get jobs.
And we have more and more trade schools in Asia now, and we've had them for quite a while in the United States, and other countries have them. It reminds me of a long, long time ago, like in the early centuries, the Greeks and other people, they had people come and learn with them, and they would learn the trade by being with the master of the trade, and that was the kind of schooling they had, wasn't it, Winnie?
That's right. Those are often called apprenticeships, where a young person would become an apprentice to someone who is more skilled or a master at some kind of trade or craft.
And that was a good way to learn, too. But yeah, there's so many people nowadays, and, you know, there's just we need to teach more people. So they started like trade schools, where you don't learn all the conventional things. I don't think you study Latin and philosophy and things like that. What do you study in a trade school usually?
Well, I know in the United States, there are trade schools for many different types of jobs. For example, you can go in and learn about how to be a mechanic or be a plumber. But even more recently, you can go to a trade school and learn about tourism or hotel management. So fields that I think traditionally you wouldn't think of when you think of four-year schools.
Right. You could learn cooking. You could be a chef.
Mm-hmm.
You could learn many, many different things in a
yeah.
trade school. And I think they're a very valuable part of our education.
Well, Doris, I'm thinking of fields, for instance, like plumbing or electrical work or airline mechanic. Things like these jobs are good places for the trade schools for students to go. And actually, they're very good careers if people
yes.
are interested in it. You can spend a long time in these careers. You can make good money to support a family, and especially if you really, a lot of people like working with their hands,
mm-hmm.
and it's just something that they enjoy. They're much better suited working with their hands instead of sitting behind a desk.
And some of the trade schools are 2 years or 3 years. They're not mm-hmm. necessarily four-year schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn a trade, learn some kind of a profession that you could use your hands, or as you mentioned, learn something that you might not learn in a regular a university where you take all of these cultural courses.
One other thing, Doris, is usually the trade schools, the tuition is lower. So
oh, it is.
The students are not going into debt for years, and they don't have to take out huge student loans, which is very typical now with four-year universities. People have to spend up over $100,000 U.S., whereas they can go to a trade school, and it might be their cost might be maybe $2,000 or $3,000 U.S. for 1 year.
Right, and traditionally people would not think of a trade school as being as important as getting a regular university one, where you learn philosophy and psychology and things mm-hmm. like that. But more and more people are realizing that trade schools have quite a good value in society, and so now they are booming with enrollees. And an enrollee is just a person who decides to sign up for the school, right?
Yes. That would be the student. So
mm-hmm.
I enroll for classes. So we actually use that ending, the EE, on a lot of things, Doris. For instance, we talked about job interviews in an article a couple of months ago. If I'm doing the interviewing, I'm the interviewer. And if I'm if you are applying for the job, you are the interviewee. So we often will use that EE to describe somebody who is actually the person acting in a certain role.
So the person who enrolls is an enrollee. Mm-hmm. And the things that they're booming is not surprising. More and more people are going to them. What is surprising is that the people who enroll are twice the age of a typical student.
That's right. This is an interesting trend or pattern that we're seeing right now. And what they're saying is that the typical student or the most average student is generally about maybe 18 to 20 something years old, young students. But now we're seeing a complete change where much older students are going back into these trade schools.
So we're going to find out a little bit more about some people, what they're learning there, learn some good words and some kind of jobs that they might have. And I think it'll be a very practical article for us. It's on page 34. And let's read through line 21.
Trade schools boom with enrollees twice the age of a typical student. Anita Ray has been styling hair for nearly a decade. Now, she is studying to become a surgical technician at the Tennessee Technology Center. "I love doing hair," said Ray, 40, who is a mother of two. But right now, with the economy the way it is, when people look to cut spending, that's one of the first things to go. Disappearing jobs have helped drive thousands of people like Ray to trade schools, where they can pick up training on anything from truck driving to medical billing. Many of the newcomers at trade schools are in their 40s and 50s, twice the age of the typical student there. As economic struggles and unemployment plague much of the nation, vocational schools across the United States are seeing significant spikes in enrollment, said Betty Crump, executive director of the American Technical Education Association.
It talks about someone who has been working in a hair salon. She's been in a beauty parlor. Actually, Anita has been styling hair for about 10 years. So she's a stylist. It's a good job, usually. But she's studying something else, which does not seem at all related to working in a beauty parlor. What is she studying now?
Well, she's studying to be a surgical technician at the Tennessee Technology Center.
Now, that seems like a different job, doesn't it, Winnie?
This is completely different from doing hair, like she said later on. But Bill, I think, can explain that a little better.
Well, during surgery, Doris, of course, there's a team that performs surgery, the doctor, and there's usually two other doctors, at least one, maybe two other doctors in the operating room, and an anesthesiologist and a couple of nurses. The surgical technician would be responsible for getting the equipment ready prior to the surgery and actually essentially maintaining the inventory of tools during the surgery. So she's going to be standing over on the side making sure all the supplies are ready.
So it's another complete type of job than that she's doing now. She probably saw some ads in the paper that said they needed those kind of people. So she thought, well, that might be interesting. I think I'll study that. But that's a complete switch, a complete change, isn't it?
It's completely different.
Well, you know what, Doris? I was looking at this and I was thinking, it is a complete change, but in some way I could see the connection between her styling hair and being a surgical technician.
Bill, that's pushing it. Bill's got quite an imagination, I think, right? I don't really see a lot of connection. Do you see that a lot of connection, Winnie?
Well, maybe if a patient needs to do something with their hair. I don't know.
No, come on, Bill.
Caring for people.
Oh,
but caring for people.
But the thing is that she does love being a stylist. When she says she loves doing hair, that means that she loves styling hair. She loves working in a beauty parlor. There's nothing wrong with that. But why would she even think of that? What does it say, Winnie? Why did she think of doing that?
Well, she explains that right now, with the economy the way that it is, when people look to cut spending, that's one of the first things to go. And here she's explaining, well, most people don't really want to spend too much money on getting a haircut. But if they are sick, they're going to have to get the surgery. And so that's why she's saying it's maybe a little more steady.
And that's a smart thought.
Yes. A lot of times people will just start cutting their hair at home if things get tough. But she is wise enough to just take a look and say, hey, maybe I need to change careers. Don't just keep sticking with something that's not working or certainly not paying the bills right now.
And she's 40 years old. She's already a mother, but she's going into a new profession. So don't think, well, I'm too old to change now. You're not. You can learn something when you're older. And the fact now that in line 9 it says that a lot of jobs are disappearing, people are not doing them anymore, then that helped push people. When you drive people, that means you just push them into doing something. Thousands of people like her are saying, I think I'll go to a trade school and I'll learn something else. And when I learn something else, then I'll have another way to get money.
Well, also part of this economy and the disappearing job stores is a lot of these jobs are disappearing forever because of technology and how organizations are changing. People are really having to go back to school and learn new skills because what they did for 10 or 20 years is no longer needed.
Well, you'll notice here that they'll study everything like from truck driving. Now, when you think of truck driving, say, who wants to study to be a truck driver? But you think about it, they make an awful lot of money, those truck drivers. They get a pretty high salary.
Well, ironically, in this age of technology, this would be considered a low-tech job, driving a truck, right? But the thing is, the demand for truck drivers has constantly risen. So it's a field they need people.
Right. And they do have to learn quite a bit about controlling some of those great big trucks. Some of those trucks are so big you see them on the highway. I'd kind of be afraid to drive one, Bill.
It does take a while. It takes at least 6 months for a person to learn how to drive one of those big, we call them 18-wheelers, one of those big tractor trailers.
Four around the corner.
There is a skill to that, so don't underestimate the skill these guys and gals have.
Right, and they have to keep awake when they're driving, and they have a lot of responsibility because they have a lot of things that are very expensive in those trucks, and those people have to be responsible.
Yes, and they need to be careful out on the road, too.
So that's a skill. So whoever they're going to school to learn truck driving, are you kidding? Yeah, you have to. Now, medical billing, that's another job that a lot of people don't want to do, but it has to be done.
It's very important because medical billers, they interact with doctors and patients and insurance companies. And so there's a lot of actually technical information that they need to know. They need to know, well, what kind of disease? Well, what are the codes? Who do I talk to about this and who pays and how much?
It's almost kind of like a lawyer in a way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You figure out, no, if I do this, who's going to pay for this? What kind of insurance and how should I bill this person? Does the government pay? Do I pay? It's very complicated, really.
Particularly in the United States with private health care doors, a medical practice is dealing, say, in a day, they might have 100 patients come through. They're dealing with many different insurance companies, and that's why having medical billing, it's a full-time job, needing a person there because that's how the business will survive.
So it's like learning how to be a treasurer or something else. So
that's right.
Those are skills. We say, how do you learn that? Well, you go to a trade school and take classes on that. Now, it says that many of the people who are new, they call them newcomers. They're new at the school. They're new students. How old are they, Bill?
40s and 50s. So these are people who have already had a career maybe for 20 or 25 years, and they're changing. They're twice the age of the typical student.
So you might be 20 years old going to a trade school, and somebody else in your class might be 50 years old, but that's okay. It just doesn't matter because you're all learning that trade. That's kind of nice in a way.
I think it's great because I remember from some of my classes even, some of the older students who returned were the students who were actually more focused than your 20-something students. So it's definitely a good idea.
Well, I think it's a good idea, too. You know, there's a lot of economic struggles now because of the unemployment things. We call it a plague, actually. Whether it's really a plague is usually something that has to do with some kind of a disease, isn't it?
Right. And for instance, this goes back to even the medieval times, for instance, like the bubonic plague that killed millions of people in Europe. So I don't think this is quite as severe, but it is a long-lasting problem affecting millions of people. That's unemployment.
Right. So there's a worry or there's a difficulty right now. And so the vocational schools, the ones that teach you a vocation, a job that teaches you skills that you need for a certain job, they're seeing what they call significant spikes, which means a boom. They are seeing definitely certain things where they're getting more students and some of the other schools are getting less students.
Right. And a significant spike actually would be a quick increase that's really high. So maybe their employment or their enrollment actually maybe doubled over the previous year. That's what we would call a spike.
And they do have an organization called the American Technical Education Association. And I'm not surprised. There's so many associations. If you want to look them up, you could just study them forever. There's so many. But this one studies the technical education. And they said, if you look at all the vocational schools or trade schools, now you'll notice they have a big increase in their enrollment.
One of the reasons they have associations like this, Doris, is to certify these schools. They need to meet certain qualifications. I can't just open up Bill's School of Truck Driving.
No,
right?
I hope not.
I need to have certain qualifications and meet certain standards. That's why they have associations like this.
Maybe you could open up a Bill's Radio Announcer School, Bill. I'm not sure.
I would go to that school.
Yeah, I'm probably better at that than truck driving.
Or Bill's Salesman. Who knows, right? But, you know, you still have to be certified, Bill. Otherwise, people, you know, couldn't. You have to give certain degrees. You charge money. And they are. They're just not the same as the other degrees. And sometimes people kind of look down on those. But we need those technicians. We need the plumbers and we need the electricians and we need the truck drivers. And they need to be skilled.
Right. And you have to meet certain requirements. For instance, if I open up Bill's Truck Driving School, I have to teach them X number of hours in this skill and that skill. And they have minimum requirements to meet. So.
And also something to consider is that some students might transfer schools or they might start at one place and go to another school. And so these associations help because they can tell you how many credits or which school classes would transfer or not.
They have to be standardized so that they teach the same things at Bill's trucking thing as they do at Winnie's trucking school.
That's right.
They have to have the same qualifications, don't they? Okay, well, let's finish reading this article.
At Dunwoody College of Technology in Minneapolis, enrollment is at a five-year high, said Rich Wagner, the not-for-profit vocational school's president. Students feel that the auto mechanic job will not be outsourced, Wagner said. We are seeing enrollment grow not only in traditional students straight out of high school, but in students coming back to college for retraining. Crump said many other schools are seeing an increase in younger students whose families may want a less expensive alternative to more costly four-year colleges. In Tennessee, enrollment in state-run vocational schools is up about 10%, said James King, the State Board of Regents vice chancellor. Going to school for school's sake is not what they want, King said. They want something to get them back to work.
Well, we're going to talk about the Dunwoody College, not the Bill's College, right? But this College of Technology, it's probably founded by somebody whose name was Dunwoody. Otherwise, why would they call a school that?
Other than maybe the person's name or maybe the neighborhood or the town located near the Dunwoody College. It's in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. And their enrollment is at a five-year high. This higher than it's been for the last 5 years. And tell us about that school.
Well, we're hearing from Rich Wagner, and he is at the not-for-profit vocational school. He's their president, school's president. It's interesting, not-for-profit, Doris, this is probably set up maybe even by the state to educate the students, and they're charging probably a pretty reasonable amount for the tuition. They're not making a lot of money. They're not looking to make money. They're just looking to train people in vocations.
Well, Wagner, who is the principal of that, he's the president of the school. What does he say about it?
He says that students feel that the auto mechanic job will not be outsourced. And outsource is a really good word to know. And outsource simply means that the work belonging to a certain company might go to another company who will cost less than actual employees.
Well, now, why would it be that auto mechanic jobs won't be outsourced, Bill?
Well, there's such a demand for repairing automobiles, and there will always be people with this skill, a need for this, at car dealerships and other places that service vehicles. Physically, it's really not something that can be outsourced because people go local for their service.
Right. When you outsource, of course, then you go to someplace outside of the regular one. So that's good to know that that job will be, you know, pretty promising. And students even come back for retraining because there's new things. Cars are made with new types of cars that use, you know, partly petrol and partly solar cells or something. You got to go back and be retrained for the new cars.
I think if you know how to fix cars, you don't have to worry about being out of work.
You can always get a job fixing cars or airplanes or something
That's
else,
right.
mechanics. It's a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of schools are actually seeing an increase in younger students, and these students' families may want less expensive alternative to more costly four-year colleges. Now, maybe you want to help your kid go through school, and your daughter or your son, and you say, well, I can't spend $50,000 to go to, you know, a very high-class school. I can spend maybe $10,000 to go to one of these trade schools. Which one would you choose?
Well,
for your kid.
And, you know, for a lot of families, it's a good alternative, not just money-wise, too, but, you know, this is a skill that the children might be interested in. When I was in high school and university, I graduated with a lot of guys that said they wanted to work on repairing airplanes, or they wanted to be plumbers, and that's really what they were interested in.
So they didn't want to study all about the government and civics and history and things like that too much.
No, some people just are not cut out for that.
Right.
It's just not what they are interested in.
I think being a teacher, I've seen so many students where we have certain expectations of them to take tests in certain classes, but in the end, a lot of them are just not interested in it. And they don't really have the abilities to do that well, and so they would feel bad about themselves. So I would definitely encourage students who want to go into these professions to try it. And
right.
there's not a stigma, or people might think one is better than the other, but
right.
it's really not true.
Yeah, that's true. And some people are good at working with their hands, mm-hmm. and other people aren't.
That's
some
right.
people can memorize easier than others and so forth. So in Tennessee, the enrollment for these state-run vocational schools is up 10%. And I think that's true in a lot of other places. This is what the Board of Regents Vice Chancellor, that's just a position of the people in charge of the university. But going to school for school's sake is not what they want. They want something to get them back to work so they can earn a living and also something they enjoy. So I think we have a feature about this today.
Uncle Lenny, what are you doing here on campus?
I'm signing up for classes, Skip.
Here? At the vocational school? But what about your job with the insurance company?
My job was outsourced about a month ago. Sorry, I haven't had time to tell you about that.
I'm sorry to hear about your job, but I am curious. What kind of classes will you take here?
I'm thinking of signing up for cosmetology.
Cosmetology? You mean you want to become a barber?
Well, a stylist, actually. I've always admired people who wear the latest styles, you know?
That's quite a change from insurance, Uncle Lenny.
Yes, and change is what I need, my boy. I've been sitting behind a desk for 8 hours every day for 25 years. I think I deserve a chance at a more creative job, don't you?
Of course you do, Uncle, but what about your hands? You have problems with your hands and wrists from all that typing, right?
Well, you have a good point. Maybe cosmetology isn't the right choice for me.
What about auto mechanics? I'll be a practicing auto mechanic soon, and I'll be earning some big bucks.
That's good, but I'm more interested in becoming a truck driver. Now that would be a job where I could really go places.
That's funny. If I remember right, your eyesight has been affected by years of staring at the computer. I'm not sure if you could really drive a big truck.
Come on, Skip. I've got to find some trade that fits me.
I've got it. How about culinary arts?
You mean I'd train to become a cook?
That's right, Uncle Lenny. And it makes sense, too, because you make the best breakfasts I've ever had.
I must admit, my friends have dubbed me Mr. Omelette. Well, I'll go sign up for culinary classes right now. Thanks, little nephew.
No problem, Uncle Lenny. By the way, can I come over for breakfast tomorrow?
Cook. Hey, that's another area that somebody can go to school and train for.
My mother actually just went back to school to learn how to bake.
She did. Is that right?
Yeah, she's really enjoying it.
Well, isn't that good? So there are alternatives. Of course, we'll always have the traditional universities. We're not saying that they won't be full. They will be full. But there are alternatives. And if your child is one who really loves to do things more like working with their hands or studying something like electronic repair or things like that, well, give them a chance to try the trade school, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
I talk to a lot of business people, Doris, and a lot of them are in the business world for 20, 25 years. Some of them, you know, get frustrated and they realize maybe I need a change. This is actually a good alternative for them. Try something different.
So maybe we'll see a big boom in trade schools even in Asia. But wherever you are, try to get something that you enjoy doing because life is more than just work and just getting a salary. It's doing something you enjoy. Now, it says here they want to do something to get them back to work, but it's not just getting back to work. It's doing something that you enjoy doing and you'll do a better job.
And I like what you said earlier, Doris. It's never too late to learn something new.
Right, so we'll come on with another subject tomorrow. Thanks for being with us on Newsworthy Clips. Goodbye.
Goodbye.